Government ministers are expected to sign off on a multi-year funding plan for RTE this week. The Irish Independent is reporting this morning the plan will include new enforcement methods for non-payment of the licence fee. We're joined now by the Independent's Ireland editor, Fionnán Sheehan. Good morning, Fionnán.
Morning, Ciarán.
What way will the multi-year funding work?
So it'll basically mean that RTE is kind of guaranteed a specific level of funding rather than being subject to the vagaries of the TV licence. So there'll be the TV licence plus a top-up on top of that. And that's the key figure that we're looking for this week. How much extra will RTE be getting on top of the TV licence? In submissions to government, they were looking for anything up to 80 million extra a year. If you base that off a figure that Kevin Backhurst, the Director General, gave an Oireachtas committee recently of $255 million a year required for the next 5 years. So they're not getting $80 million extra a year. We'll see where exactly the figure lands. And then on the TV licence side, it'll basically mean that if TV licence revenue goes upward or down, it will mean that RTE won't be the ones taking the hit. So there'll be a locked-in amount being given to the organisation. For example, last year, obviously, TV license revenues, they fell off a cliff. You were down 20 million last year. RTE get 88% of the TV license revenue, so there was an obvious hit to RTE's income there. So it'll just mean a level of certainty, a multi-annual budget basically being allocated to the organisation.
What do we know about the mechanics of this? Will OnPost continue to collect the licence fee? Will the licence fee stay at €160? Will there be additional compliance measures?
Yeah, so the more things change, the more they stay the same. It's not going to revenue. The amount doesn't look like it's going to change unless some additional change to it is announced in the budget on the 4th of October. There will be still a collection by OnPost, and RTE have for many years been complaining that OnPost's collection system isn't terribly good, that you could get anything from 1 in 6 to maybe 1 in 8 households across the country who are supposed to be paying, not paying. So there's talk of additional compliance measures there, of heavier fines, of investment in more technology to build up a better database, how inspections are carried out. And if any of that needs legislation in addition to what's there at the moment, then that will take some time. But it looks like it'll just be tweaking of the existing system, not rocking the boat a whole lot. There might be some additional measures around number of devices in houses, how exactly the methodology is arrived at in terms of pubs and how much they pay per TV in the within the building and so on. But largely speaking, you're not looking at any massive overhaul here.
Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, Fionnán Sheehan, thanks for joining us this morning.